wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey.
The living Lord God, honored or despised, as we study God's Word, the Holy Bible, we find it to be a marvelous revelation of our living God, the God with whom we all have to do, saints as well as sinners, as certainly as Gentiles as well as Jews. An unnamed man of God came to Eli with God's message. To be a man of God means you can expect to have the painful task of delivering God's message of judgment, and that is not easy, I ought to know. In that solemn divine verdict on Eli's house, there is this revelation of our God. Them that honor me, I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Do you ask, where do I come in? There are only two kinds, as certainly as there are only the saved and the lost, the saints and the sinners, they that have done good and they that have done evil. The one is them that honor me, and the other is they that despise me. There's nothing in between and no mixture of the two. Just so. In every decision we make, it is either to honor our God or to despise him. And the whole purpose and principle of each life is either to honor the Lord God or to despise him, as well as every association we form. Well might we each one search himself or herself thus. Where do I come in? Which characterizes my purpose and principle of life, so that every decision I make and every course I pursue and every association I embrace is the expression of my honoring the Lord my God? Or do I, by that decision, that course, and that association, show that I despise the living God and his authority over me? A thrilling Bible study will be to trace through the divine book those who honored the Lord their God. We start with Abel and how he honored the Lord. But did God honor him? His brother killed him. He had the honor of heading the list of the heroes of the faith, as recorded in Hebrews 11. And our Lord placed his name at the head of the list of his martyrs. What an honor. We stop at Genesis 22 as Abraham honored the Lord in his unquestioning obedience to God's command to offer up his loved son Isaac. And this is followed by God honoring Abraham, even to the honor of eternally calling himself the God of Abraham. What honor can compare with that? Read on, and don't miss those three Hebrew youths and their fearless decision to honor the Lord come what may. Yes, they were cast into the fiery furnace, but in it their living Lord was with them, and he brought them forth unburnt, so the enraged king testified to all his kingdom the greatness of their God. Then Daniel decided to honor his God regardless. He was thrown into the den of lions, but his God honored him so that the lions didn't get a nibble of his flesh. And he came forth to be the only man in human history that was the prime minister to three world kingdoms, and to be God's man to write those marvelous prophecies, the book of Daniel, unveiling the future of our race. No wonder that sons born north, south, east, and west bear the name of Daniel. Where would we end? The story goes into the New Testament. True, John the Baptist, by honoring the Lord and his word, got his head cut off. But his preaching goes right on as he cried, "Flee from the wrath to come. Behold the Lamb of God." And our Lord pronounced him as the greatest of all the prophets. What an honor. And Paul honored the Lord at every fork in his road of life, and for it he suffered more than any man. But did God honor Paul? Did he? It would take a book to tell of it. The greatest honor was that the Holy Spirit chose Paul to write nearly one half of the New Testament scriptures. May this array of men who honor the Lord their God encourage us to follow in their steps in every decision we make and every association we enter, and in our whole course of life. Let one question settle it. What will honor my Lord for me to do? And that do, without faltering hesitation, but with firm decision, I must and I will honor the Lord my God. We turn the page to the other side, and there we see, they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. To illustrate, Henry has a father held in honor and esteemed by all who know him. They expect that Henry will be like his father, but one day a neighbor, Mr. Jones, sees him. Henry's father tells his son to go and feed the stock in the barn. But Henry has other plans, and he does as he pleases. Seeing this, Mr. Jones says, "Henry, didn't you hear what your father told you to do?" Now listen to Henry's answer. "He doesn't tell me what I'm to do. I do what I want to do." They that despise me. Henry despised his father and manifested it by disobedience to his command, his word to him. Do you despise the Lord and by your disobedience say, "He doesn't tell me what I'm to do"? Then what? Shall be lightly esteemed. The news soon spreads over the neighborhood of what Mr. Jones saw and heard, and all the neighbors have no more respect for Henry. He has ruined himself and is therefore lightly esteemed by all. And that night, Henry's father faced him. "Why did you not feed the stock?" Henry frames up an excuse. Then his father, in stern anger, says, "Henry, don't lie to me. I heard what you said to Mr. Jones." Our God reads our actions and he hears our words. May we never be described as they that despise me. Disobedience to his word, or the leading of his spirit, is defiance of his authority over us. Self-will is our rejection of God's will. You cannot honor the Lord and go with the world, or please men, or even please yourself. One must renounce the world, and in denying himself choose to suffer the reproach of Christ, and all this as motivated by one supreme purpose, to honor the Lord God. And at the judgment seat of Christ, when the Lord shall judge his people, them that honor me, he will honor by his praise and his rewards, and by crowning them with his promised crowns, and they shall reign with him. But them that despise me shall be lightly esteemed, with their works burned, and they shall suffer loss, and be uncrowned for all eternity, and they shall be ashamed before their Lord, and he ashamed of them. As they are esteemed by none, there also this scripture shall be literally fulfilled. Having given this revelation and warning to all men, I will single out one class of my fellow men the world over. Of them God's word declares, "What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" The living God declares unto you that you are not only desperately wicked at heart and sinful in all your life, but you are also ungodly. You ignore the living God with whom you have to do as you live your careless life to the tune of, "I don't care what God or anyone else thinks of me. I'm going to be what I want to be." And you despise every voice he uses to speak to you, from your conscience to his faithful ministers. So now he himself speaks to you, and God commands all men everywhere to repent. And he warns that if you do not repent, you will perish in your sins and go to hellfire forever. But his command doesn't faze you, and in your pride you say, "He doesn't tell me what I must do, and he doesn't scare me with his hellfire." Then God tells you of his Son, Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior of lost and wicked men, of his death for man's sins and his glorious resurrection, and how he is Lord of all. And God commands you to believe the gospel and surrender to Jesus Christ as your Lord, to obey him, as you trust yourself to him to save and change you. But this only brings out more of your defiance as you react thus, "Lord, obey me, obey Jesus. I will not obey him. Let God do with me what he will. I tremble for you, my neighbor, and with the Bible I cry, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God?" It will be too awful for words to describe, and too eternal for time to measure it. Eternity. Now, some may say, I'm not that bad. I don't react that way to God. There are only two classes. Those who honor the Lord by their obedience to His word, and second, those who despise the Lord and His word. Have you obeyed His word to you to repent? Have you yielded to His word and received Jesus Christ to be your Lord and your Savior? If not, you are in the same class as the one described, and He will be your buddy in hell forever. The verse says, they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Let me tell you what lies before you. Like the conceited infidel, you have defied the living God and you felt proud of yourself as your buddies flattered you. But you, yes, you, shall be lightly esteemed. When? How? By whom? One day your buddies will hiss you as the one who led them to their doom. One day the devil whose servant you were will mock you as the fool that he so easily deceived. One day you will cry to God for mercy, but your cry will not be heard. One day all the angels of heaven shall scorn you, as in fury they reach out to lay hold of you. One day the very Christians who pled with you shall cry out against you. God is holy and just in casting that one who defied him into the lake of fire forever. Yes, all created intelligence in heaven and on earth shall pour out their contempt for you as the self-willed, defiant fool who thought he could despise and fight against God and win was ever one so lightly esteemed. The scripture will be fulfilled. They that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Now, my neighbor, make your choice. As I have set before you the facts of the case in God's own revelation of himself, I beseech you, do take my hand and say, preacher, your choice will be mine now and forever. I will honor the Lord my God and obey him, Jesus Christ my Lord and my Savior, and I know he will honor me. Blessed be his name forever. And Daniel, the man who honored the Lord and whom the Lord so honored, ends his marvelous book of world prophecies describing the calling out of the dust, the very bodies of both the just and the unjust in these words. Them that sleep, that's their bodies, in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life and some to shame and everlasting contempt. Let those words sound their warning to all who despise the Lord and his word. Shame and everlasting contempt. Shame and everlasting contempt. Oh, neighbor, make sure that this shall not be your eternal end. Shame and everlasting contempt. This is another message of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman. This hymn expresses the inward conflict of a hard infidel in getting to Christ. Note carefully its words.